Well, just, Lisa, I'm telling you, you're doing God's work. If there weren't people like you out there, I mean, we wouldn't know about stuff like this. You know,
there's a lot of people, but we just gotta find them and whatnot. So we're looking for mentors. We've got kids waiting, and we know there's more kiddos out in our community that would love to be a part of our community or our programming. So we need mentors to step up. And again, it's sometimes I've heard people like, oh, I don't have anything to offer. And I think sometimes those people that don't think they have anything to offer are probably the ones that have the most to offer. I truly do.
Well, I mean, I think I would actually fall into that category because I'm like, well, you know, I talk on the radio for a living. I sit at home and watch TV and with two cats. I'm a very boring individual. So I don't, what would I have to offer? What? You know, what would, you know, other than like you were saying, I mean, it could be anything, tinkering in the garage or, you know, gardening or, you know, going to a movie or something.
Right, exactly. Or even like, hey, come and see me at work. Look at what I do. And, you know, is this something you might like to do? You know, we're not looking for career mentors necessarily, but it might just be an opportunity for a kiddo to see another thing in our community. Like, who is that voice? There is a person behind that voice. And it's Murphy. And you know what? Hey, I'm hanging out with Murphy. You know, like, star of the community.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big deal.
Yeah. Well, you know what? But that's what our mentors are. They are a big deal.
Well, yeah, they are big deals.
They are a big deal. So, yeah. So if anybody's interested or even, you know, if you're kind of hesitant, we can go through a process and you can kind of be like some kinship groups call them rent-a-ment. So rent-a-mentor. Oh. And you can be kind of a mentor, but you would only come to our group activities and hang out with an extra kiddo that hasn't been matched yet. You know, you can kind of feel it out. Is this what I want to do? And, you know, we could have those extra mentors that just come for our large group activities because there's always, you know, I think we'll always have kiddos who are probably waiting and, you know, it's just, again, a great opportunity.
And there's so many different venues you can participate in helping the younger generation.
Exactly. So, yeah, we got a lot of great things happening, gearing up for our 10th anniversary celebration at our Garden Gala, Tuesday, July 15th, 5 to 7:30 at our new location, Pomme de Terre Park. Lots of great things happening that night. Just make sure the weather's good, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right? That's what I've learned after the last almost 3 years living in Minnesota, the weather.
Yeah.
You can't tell, you know.
It's right.
10 minutes later, it's going to be 70 degrees, and then we have days like today. So.
Yeah, exactly. And our calendar raffle, again, all of those proceeds go right back into our programming for our kiddos. You know, our Lunch Buddy program. If you are interested, I'm already gearing up, gathering volunteers, because I think each year our the Lunch Buddy, the younger Lunch Buddies, they're seeing the program, and so those first graders from this last year have been seeing those second graders go and have a really good time and have all these cool adults come and spend time with them.